Track 8, The Five Trees. That music is being played by a woman called Ling on an instrument called an erhu, which means two strings, because that's all it has. All of that music, all of those sounds come from just two strings. I met her here not that long ago, bright and early, and she was playing. She said it was a composition that she was working on called The Beauty of the Morning, that it helped her to work on it here in the forest, that she hoped I didn't mind. And I told her how delighted I was, and how that's what I'd called my walks with Chloe, the beauty of the morning. So when I was asked to do this, to make this walk, I thought I'd ask her to play, and for us to listen to it, you to listen to it, here. Come on, let's keep going. I'll talk as we walk. Keep to this path. Don't go off on any wild goose chases. You'll see that we're beginning to leave the forest, that the road begins to appear on the left, and the noise of the traffic begins to make itself heard. You'll come to something like a T-junction, and you should see a sign that indicates the Robin Hood Way and Edwinstow to the left, which is where you need to go, towards the cricket ground. The Chinese community have been present for a long time in Edwinstow and Ollerton and Mansfield, of course, but they've always tended to keep themselves to themselves, and they've often been connected to food, to takeaways and restaurants. We used to go to the Happy House, where my husband would always get their sausage dinner. We'd argue about it beforehand. "It's a Chinese," I'd say. "Why are you getting a sausage dinner? What's wrong with you?" And he'd say, "It's a sausage dinner from a Chinese takeaway. So it must be a Chinese sausage dinner. And it's bloody delicious." It was next to a florist that used to be a fish and chip shop, and we've had plenty of those. It was Bennett's that we went to. Wonderful homemade pies, a miracle in pastry. People would be queuing out the door, some with their newspapers to get their food wrapped up in. They had a cat that sat in the pie warmer cabinet when it was closed. That's another place that's now named after you-know-who. Robin Hood Place. Only with an I in place, of course, so that we understand it's a chippy. But they're important. More important than they realise, these takeaways and cafes and restaurants and pubs. With the cinema closed and the dance hall gone, and we don't troop into church like we used to, a queue in a Chinese takeaway may not seem like much, but you wouldn't want to lose that as well. Oh, I'm waffling on, sorry. Once you get to the cricket ground, find somewhere to stop, or maybe to sit, and go to the next track.